Eric Taylor from New South Wales Maritime and Transport Department. Very good morning to you, Eric. How are you this morning?
Very well, thanks, mate. Man, how's yourself?
Very well, thank you, mate. How was your New Year's? How's your Christmas?
Yeah, fairly busy, but everyone survived. Yeah, it's been good.
That's terrific. With the Murray-Darling 110, of course. Congratulations to Supernova for taking out the Ted Hurley Classic yesterday, and to all the other competitors and winners that were part of that event. Fantastic, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, actually. It's good to see some motorsports back in the area. So we Speedway on Saturday night and the boats Sunday and Saturday. So everything went well. And, yeah, so everyone should be congratulated and the public were good about it. So it's been a while, you know, over 2 years since we've had an aquatic event to that extreme.
Very true, mate, very true. So have you found it out in the water, on the river, most importantly, throughout summer this season so far?
Well, it's been busy. There's no two ways about it. I think people are, you know, using the river how it should be, but overall, fair. You know, we're still issuing plenty of penalty notices for life jacket infringements, you know, skiing after sunset and just things that they shouldn't be doing. Speeding in the four-knot areas, people just got to realise because there's more people, I think, on the river now, so you just got to be extremely careful and not take any unnecessary risk. Within the New South Wales area, there has been quite a few deaths, you know, with drownings and that type of thing.
Yeah.
And we don't want to see that here.
Exactly right. The other thing that's been reported in the Sunraysia Daily, I think it was over the weekend by Parks Victoria, that the river has been a bit of a dumping ground. Is that true? Have you seen any of that?
Yeah, unfortunately you do. It's, yeah, the people, you know, take their rubbish down and leave it at the river. I think the policy is, you know, you take it down, you take it away, and that's what should be anywhere, shouldn't it? You know, we've got to look after our country, and it's no good down, but especially with the river going up and down continually over the last 6 months, you know, we don't want it floating down the river. We don't want it in the river. We don't want it on the foreshore. Take it home and put it where it belongs.
Exactly right, mate. Well said. Now, the other thing we've got to talk about, river safety, is there anything that we need to be aware of?
Yeah, mate. It's the old story. I reckon 90% of our penalty notices are issued to some type of life jacket infringement. So the rule is if you're in a vessel under 4.8 metres and you're the only adult in the boat, you must wear your life jacket at all times. Children who are 12 and under in any vessel under 8 metres must wear a life jacket at all times. And it's a common sense thing. If you can't swim, you should wear a life jacket, you know. And it's like yesterday down, it was great. Down at Apex, there was kids all around the place and most had their, little kids, they had their life jackets on, you know. They were just waddling around in the water. But let's not take in any unnecessary risks. And the other thing is, with inflatable life jackets, it's a requirement that they are required to be serviced. So if they haven't been serviced, it's not a life jacket.
Very true, and obviously make sure you get the right gear on board. Obviously, don't drink and drive. And the other thing is too, of course, if you are drinking, don't swim. Don't go into the river.
Yeah, that's right. Life-saving have been really promoting, you know, because it is a problem, and it's mainly males, and they've been on the squirt, unfortunately.
Yeah, all right. So, just be vigilant. Do the right things by yourselves and obviously your family and friends and, of course, by the mighty Murray River. Let's keep it clean. Great to catch up with you, Eric, and thank you so much for your time this morning, mate.
Right, we'll catch up and we'll talk about it. Hopefully we've got a few more ski races coming up in March and of course, 100 at Easter time.
Yeah, looking forward to that, mate. Looking forward to it. Good on you, mate. Eric Taylor from New South Wales Maritime and Transport Department at Sunraysia's Triple M.